Really good, and I'm mm-hmm. better. And I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No problem, sir. I'm sure this would be the best decision that you'll be doing. We will be able to help you.
Hi, but there. I do know I'm totally sold up.
Hi. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Now, Mary wanted me to get on the line here to kind of outline our services, kind of let you know how we are different. You know, you've tried this before, right? You've worked with...
let me ask you a question. Where is your location?
We're in California.
Everybody seems to be coming out of California. I don't know why, but anyway.
Well,
I'm listening.
Google's in California. Most Google partners are in California as well. But you know,
I've not meant to cut you off, but I got a question to ask you.
Yeah.
I need straight answers. You do not have to polish anything, because right now. Okay, this is the first time my service has been suspended. And
right.
I just don't seem to can find out why. I'm in business for about 30-something years.
Okay.
And this has never happened. Now, just like you, just like the lady that I just spoke to a few minutes ago.
Right.
I'm offering first page on Google. Everybody seems to... I don't know, it's a reputation, but just to say, the same line. And everything sounds so good at first. And they're telling you, I get you on Google, the first page on Google in 5-6 months. And 6 months, 7 months go by and...
Well, you're with 411 Local, right?
I'm not going to answer that question, but...
Right now? 411 Local? They haven't created the content. I can tell you why. They haven't created the content necessary to have you on the first page.
Okay. I'm going to respect your expertise. So now, let me hear what you have to say that you can make things different and produce what you just told me.
So the businesses that pop up on the first page of Google are there because they have more content online relating to that search than their competitors have, okay? So it's got nothing to do with how long they've been in business or the size of the company or even the quality of the work that they do. When someone does a keyword search, okay, let's say they look for appliance repair or best appliance repairman near me or whatever they type in. Google and Bing, the search engines, search for relevant content. Basically, they index the content online that relates to that search in that area. So the businesses that pop up on the first page are there because they've got more content relating to that search than their competitors have, content that reassures Google that they do indeed provide that service in that area. So even though you've been, it looks like 411 Local, you don't have the content that Google looks for. Google looks for over 70 different destinations and directories. You're in Brooklyn. You've got competition. You're servicing a densely populated area. Simply having a Facebook page and a Yelp listing is not going to cut it for you. You know, Google wants to see Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, Rated All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu, Foursquare. It is almost 70 different directories. When I do that search, you have a 56% listings inaccuracy. That means that you're missing 56% of the content that would help you to be online. You do have some online presence. You do have some directories, but you're missing a lot. If you were in a rural area, you know, if you didn't have that much competition, what you have might have been enough. But like I said, you're not. You're in Brooklyn. You need You need the strongest program.
I'm in a dense populated area. That I know. You're dealing with New York City. You have so many million competitors. That I know. But let me ask a question. What is it that you could have done different to prevent what happens?
So we are a Google Premier partner. We create the 70 directories that Google indexes. So the reason that I mentioned that you're missing content is to answer your question. We would create the content that you're missing. We would also make sure that any information that's out there is accurate. There's variations on how your business is branded. CASC Appliance Repair, CASC Corp. There's a phone number that there's a 917-287-5027 number. There's also 718-773-1111. So there's different phone numbers, different addresses, different business names for your company. So we would do...
Correction. You just mentioned one thing that seems to be inaccurate. You said the 718-773-111 is correct. The 917-287-5, that's also correct. But what you mean, when you said different addresses, give me a little more clarity on that, or what is the explanation?
So
I only have one location.
In some cases, it's just listed Brooklyn, which is fine. In some cases, it's got the 133 Martinique Street. So you would want everything listed the same way everywhere, okay? Same phone number, same address, same business name. Because the search engines, it's artificial intelligence. It doesn't think the way a person does. If it sees inconsistencies, it's a red flag. But really what's hurting you is missing content. Of course, what you have, you know, not being completely consistent information, that doesn't help. But when you're missing 44% of what Google indexes, I mean, that's what's hurting your placement. Like I said, if you didn't have as much competition, what 411 Local did for you might have been enough. But they should have created everything that Google indexes. I mean, why not, right? And you're servicing, what, all five boroughs and beyond? So you should be running paid ads as well, either paid Facebook ads or paid Google ads. So, I mean, the businesses that are on the first page have the right optimization. They're not necessarily paying more to get it done, but they're working with someone who knows what to do, okay? So
you're saying the optimization of my business, you're saying, is incorrect.
It's incomplete. It's not necessarily incorrect, although there are inconsistencies with your business listing, like I just said. But it's incomplete.
Okay.
It's a half measure. It's a half job. So let's say you're repairing a washing machine. You take it apart. You don't put it back together. It's not going to work, right? You did half the job. So that's what happened for you.
Exactly.
411 Local did half the job. So I have to ask you, I mean, if you're willing to switch, I mean, we've been in business since 2004. We're a Google Premier partner. We can certainly create the content necessary to have you pop up on that first page. You'll be able to track it.
Let me cut you off. I need to get visibility on the internet. And I don't need to get my service hijacked, because I just, to this day, I still do not understand what is going on with 411 Local. And I'm so totally fed up with them. And I said to myself, if I can find someone straight and honest, can deliver what I want, which is visibility on the internet, I am wide open, because straight up, I'm not happy with the situation. And I'm quite sure you can understand that.
Of course.
When you get a call from someone who says, when you get a call from someone that says, hey, I was looking for you, when I checked your internet, your service has been suspended. And I must have got like 6 or 8 calls within the space of 12 or 14 hours. When I approach them, they try to attach my question. Now that raises the flag right there. And I don't think it was straightforward. And they give me some roundabout story that I'm not too happy with. I'm not going to disclose what they tell me, because you sound like you're very knowledgeable, and I'm quite sure you can pick up what I'm trying to say to you. What I really want to say is I don't want this to ever happen again. So,
right.
Sir, with what I just explained to you, I want for you to explain to me what went wrong. And what, if I so decide to go with
I'm not
you,
going to explain it again. It's simple. You went with the wrong company.
They did
half the job that's necessary. If you want it done right, you should add paid ads as well, okay? Just to ensure you have better placement. What are you paying with 411 Local right now?
I'm not going to disclose that.
Okay. Well, I don't think this is a conversation that's actually going anywhere besides circles. Okay? I'm trying to help you. I'm answering your questions. I'm trying to work with you. I'm trying to find something that might be in your budget.
Well, okay,
I can just tell you what it's
going
to cost, $2.99 a month on a month-to-month basis. Give us a month. We'll get you on that first page. We'll run paid ads as well. You'll have a tracking and reporting system, so you'll see the 70 different directories that we'll create. There will all be something you can click on. They'll all have their own icon. You can see that the work was done, okay? That's what Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. That's the content that we would create for you, and that's what would need to be done to get you on the first page.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Well.
I got a question for you. Seeing that I am involved with 411, not that I'm happy to be with them, and I want to excommunicate myself from them, and if you can give me enough reason to switch to you.
You're not happy with the service. You've been with them for a long time.
I know. Yeah. Right. Okay, well. How can I explain? I know with the internet, they can hurt you and they can make you. Now, if you give me enough information, and I'm happy with what you tell me, without conflict, and I want to excommunicate myself from them, what can you do, or what can you tell me that will make a difference?
I think this conversation is just going around in circles. I don't know if you're not listening, but I've already explained many times, and I don't know if you're not hearing me, or if you're just not listening to me, or what you want me to tell you that you can actually hear and understand.
I think
you should just give 411 Local another chance, hope and pray, because hope and pray in advertising,
sir,
is a great business strategy.
Yeah. Now you're totally misunderstand what I'm saying. I told you before, I am not happy with the service that they're giving me.
That well, hope and pray
that
it gets better, and keep paying them.
Why should I hope? You didn't hear one.
You shouldn't. You should try something that would work.
And you're saying you can produce that.
We've been in business since 2004. We have a proven track record of putting and keeping businesses on the first page. I don't want to tell you something that you've heard before, nonsense, we're the best, blah, 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 okay? I've been with the company myself for over 9 years, 9.5 years. I've got clients that have been with me from the beginning as a company. We've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. We've been around, like I said, since 2004. We were one of the very first companies to join Google's partnership program over 6 years ago. When Google makes changes to their local map algorithm, they share that content and those changes with us so that we can make those updates. Sometimes they want us to create new directories. Sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories. But like I said, when I did a search for what content is out there, what you should have, 56% inaccurate. Okay. The reason I can see that is because I see exactly what's wrong, what you're missing, what is inconsistent. So that is what we would fix. It's called a NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website. We create the content that is missing. We fix what is inaccurate so that everything is branded the same way. And then we would want to run paid ads on top of that just to ensure you get better placement online. And the reason I was asking you what 411 Local is charging you, I want to see if I can be competitive with a package that you would need to actually see results. But if you don't want to tell me what 411 Local is charging you, I don't want to continue this conversation because it's not a real conversation. If you can't talk business with me,
well, you know,
then I don't understand why we're still speaking.
Okay, but let me say this to you. You know the condition. Why don't you give me a price of what
I
can
told you
do?
$299 a month.
What am I paying $299 for? What would I be paying $299 for? That's what I want to know.
For results. For the content necessary I already told you. I've told you several times. And I've told you even several times that I don't want to tell you again. You would have over 70 different destinations and directories, everything Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, and paid ads on top of it.
All right, sure.
On a month-to-month basis, we'll spend more than $299 a month on our end for the first 3 months. We're not going to break even until 4 or 5 months down the road if you're still a client of ours. We've been in business since 2004. We would not have been able to stay in business as long as we have if we weren't able to keep our clients on the first page. Okay?
Okay, let me ask you this. If I was to give you an okay, saying that I'm going to accept you, what do I have that 411 would not have interference with conflict with you?
So you would want to cancel the service with 411 Local. I mean, we wouldn't expect you to continue to pay with them. You wouldn't want to pay for their service because their service is incomplete. But if they're the ones who created your Google listing, we would gain access to it. We would make you the owner of that listing. If you didn't already have a Google listing, we would have created one with you as the owner in the first place. You have an existing listing. We'll claim that listing.
Okay.
If you're not already the owner of it, we'll make you the owner of it.
Let me ask you a question. How can you claim the listing if they created it?
Because we're Google partners.
They're not the owner.
Google's back end is going to claim that listing. We've been doing this for 18 years. This is not our first rodeo. We've dealt with clients before that have had a listing that somebody else created that they had no access to. We can still gain access to that listing.
You know what, sir? Here's what I'm going to do. I want for you to send me an email.
It's okay. I'm not going to.
Well, how am I going to give you access to do anything if you're refusing to do what I'm asking you to do? I cannot give you permission, verbal permission.
That's fine.
I spent you before. I'm looking for someone to correct, to make the corrections.
Perfect.
To make
Give
sure
us the opportunity to do that. We'll fix it for you. So I've got your website up in front of me here. What is a good email address for you?
s101044.cs@gmail.com, and I'll give you two. Or s101044@earthlink.net.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll send that information out to you.
Okay.
Do with it whatever you like.
I don't like that. That's you know, this, I think that is the wrong attitude for someone who's trying to do business with. I don't think that is, that fits so tight.
No, what I mean is you can respond to it. You can respond to the email itself, or you can call me back. There's a toll-free number on there.
Okay.
Now, what would you want me to say in this email? What do you want to see?
So if I have to tell you what to say in the email to adjust my situation, then you're not the right person.
Well, I don't think you're the right person either, to be honest with you. And I don't need you to tell me what to send, but you're the one asking for the email. Okay?
Yeah, okay. But you know my position. I'm trying to correct the problem that I have. So you should know pretty much. I just want to give you, what I want to do is to give you permission of acceptance. But I just don't want to do it verbally. Because verbally don't mean nothing. Because before I can tell you, all right, I'm going to use you, first I have to cancel the stuff with them. And you already know this.
So I sent you the email. You can take a look at that either before or after you cancel with 411 Local. And like I said, you can either give me a call back or you can respond to the email itself.
Okay. Question.
All right.
My next question to you is going to be this.
You have another question?
Let me just check your email. Hold on. Let me just check. Let me see the email I just sent. What email I just sent it to?
The Earthlink, s101044@earthlink.net.
All right, just hold on one second. Let me just check something. I didn't get their email, sir.
Well, the email was sent. Check your spam folder. I see it's sent on my end.
Sometimes I know Earthlink's palm blocker can be very annoying. I don't see it. I didn't get it. It's not in my spam. It's not in my inbox.
Well, then it's being filtered. What is the other email address? Is it the same S101044@gmail.com?
.cs@gmail.com. S101044.cscharliesam@gmail.com.
All right, so I'll resend that. All right, so I just sent that to your Gmail email.
All right, hold on one second. Let me check. Is your name Paul Gordon?
Correct.
Okay, so I got that one back in.
So, like you said, you would want to cancel with 411 Local first, and I think you're ready to do that. I don't have to even encourage you to do that. You already know that it's not working, and I've kind of told you exactly why it's not working. And I think you've been with them long enough that if they were going to do anything by now, they would have done it already, right? And they're not going to do anything at this point to fix what they never did right. But you've now got my email. You can respond to it, or you can give me a call. There's a toll-free number on there that you can call.
Okay, hold on. Now, one second. Give me one second. That's all good. What is your direct number, sir?
877-635-6225. That's toll-free, 877-635-6225. It's the number that's on the email.
Okay, fantastic. All right, here's what I'd like for you to do. I want you to give me a call back in an hour. And we're going to move forward from there.
I'll give you a call back in about an hour.
In about an hour. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'll talk to you then. I look forward to it.
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.